You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome once again to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Laura Almeida Marks, who serves as President for Women Executive Leadership, a not-for-profit organization whose primary purpose is to increase the number of women serving on corporate boards and in the executive suite by recognizing and connecting accomplished women and further expanding their influence within their respective business communities. Laura, a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio this morning.
Eric, thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Likewise. So what are some of your growth strategies for WEL for the upcoming year?
Eric, our platform is one of education, advocacy, and networking. And education happens through our programming. We hold quarterly events that are helping women to build a book of knowledge around corporate service, board service, public company board service, and that entails best practices from women who have achieved success in those roles. Also, it includes regulatory and compliance information. So we will host a variety of programs from, you know, governance topics to featuring keynote speakers that are successful women in board and executive leadership. We continue to solidify our market presence in Tampa, which launched in April of last year. And with that, building relationships with companies in that market, we've seen a very strong reception to programming in the Tampa-St. Petersburg area and are very encouraged with the engagement of the leadership team there and the growth in membership.
The issue of gender diversity in corporate America is very complex. How do you make sure that WEL is consistently advocating towards this change?
Locally, our programming is the key element in advocacy for change. Our speakers incorporate, you know, hard skills development with shared insights and experiences in moving the needle and continuing to promote women into executive leadership and the boardrooms. On a national level, we are a member of the ION Network, comprised of 15 regional organizations throughout the United States. We're able to leverage this national platform for continued education, advocacy, and networking for executive women. We foster the opportunity of women supporting women in terms of elevating their presence and also sharing opportunities with our membership to fill those board seats. We partner with executive search firms and with the ION, you know, member groups to keep that information flowing and provide the companies that are looking for that untapped talent of experienced and educated women at the executive level with a talent pool of over 10,000 across the country.
What can established female executives do to help make these changes?
Eric, one of the fundamental tools in continuing to make change is development of a strong pipeline of other qualified women for the future. We advocate for mentoring and championing the success of other women and raising the visibility, which is at the core of what we are trying to accomplish. There are opportunities for already established successful women to raise their hand and get on the radar within organizations like WELL and leverage our resources, including those relationships with executive search firms, to self-identify for board opportunities and prepare themselves, prepare their career and their list of accomplishments so that in looking at these opportunities, they present a strong value proposition to a potential board based on what they have accomplished and what they bring to the table.
Today, we are joined by Laura Almeida Marks, who serves as President for Women Executive Leadership here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tell me about some of WEL's programming, specifically your upcoming corporate salute.
Well, we touched a bit earlier on the educational aspects of our program. Corporate salute is a little bit of a different event, and it's really a biannual recognition and celebration of Florida's top 100 public companies. Our census, which is published every 2 years, of women directors and executive officers, seeks to track the progress of women to those very critical seats on the board. And for WOW, a measure of success and recognition at Corporate Salute is focused on companies with two or more women on their corporate boards. In 2011, we celebrated 16 companies in that category and had six companies that we recognized as breakthrough award winners, which to us means you've named a woman to your board for the first time. And that was very exciting for us. We're in the early planning stages for the next event and working on the foundation of the research, which will be conducted by our academic partner, Florida International University and the Center for Leadership. We're very excited about this new partnership and this relationship for 2012 and in the future.
Laura, what piece of advice could you share with the young females listening in, just starting out on their career paths?
Certainly. One of the resounding pieces of advice we hear from women that have come to speak for WELL and that we meet along the way in our networking is to raise your hand and to not be averse to risk. Certainly taking educated risks in your career is a way to become, highly visible and stand out. The traditional ladder, doesn't look that way anymore. It's not the same. It's more like a jungle gym, if you will. And progressing to the top is not a vertical trajectory, but a diagonal and horizontal at times. And so placing yourself in front of those stretch projects that build a track record of success and visibility is key in looking at, where you want to be at the end of the day. And again, one of the things is, women are sometimes much harder on themselves than men. And in those areas of, admitting to or acknowledging failure, it's okay. And what you need to do in a situation where you take a risk and perhaps does not work out the way you planned is to, learn from the moment and immediately move on. And it's rebounding and moving forward and taking the learned experiences to your next opportunity.
She is Laura Almeida Marks, who serves as President for Women Executive Leadership, WEL, a not-for-profit organization whose primary purpose is to increase the number of women serving on corporate boards and in the executive suite by recognizing and connecting accomplished women and further expanding their influence within their respective business communities. And the website of reference is womenexecutiveleadership.com. Laura, thanks so much for joining us on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Have a great day.
You too. And this is Eric Dye. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
You're listening to EPN.